Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
It feels so good. It feels so good to be on a heater.
Oh, okay. Phew. I wasn't sure what you were talking about. I'm sure you're doing over there.
It feels so good. There's nothing better than turning on your favorite sports team and knowing that they're probably going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that, like, 2000... 12, 13, 14 Seahawks team. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You remember that team?
L-O-B.
Oh, let me turn down the lights.
Hey.
You guys remember that? Remember that Seahawks team? You just turn them on in the afternoon on like a Sunday. You could pay attention if you wanted to really, but you knew you didn't really have to. You could just throw that on, do a little project in the garage. Hey, it's going to be fine, man. This is the 13 Seahawks. They're going to win this thing. It's like, That's what I'm getting with the Kraken now. I just kind of throw it on. I'm like, hey, man.
Do a project, Brett.
It'll be a victory tonight, man. Hey, man. I'm looking forward to that victory. I'm just like, I'm counting them before they hatch, Katie. I'm getting a little confident.
Ooh.
Yeah. You got to be careful. Do it too often, you go blind.
This is my favorite thing that we do on the show.
the turn down the lights segment? Yeah.
I get to practice my Barry White voice.
Oh. This is the release the show 1-900 segment.
But it's free.
We got to watch out. Jack might be listening. Our youngest fan.
Oh, that's true. Oh,
be careful. Yeah. It's a family show.
It's a family show, bro.
All right? Oh, I mean, we're having a lot of fun here. It's a family show.
I got lost.
Careful. Watch out, man. Ooh.
Okay.
You never know.
Thank you for snapping me out of that. That could have gotten bad for Jack.
Nah,
I was almost there.
Everybody loves Barry White.
You know, hey, listen, it's the internet. You know, anything can happen on here. Who doesn't love Barry White?
Do you know what I heard Barry White say in a locker room one time?
Barry White?
Mm-hmm.
But no, you didn't hear. Well, go ahead, but there's no way.
Mm.
Well, go ahead.
Release the show.
Oh. Oh, I see.
Young fish. What's cracking? What's cracking? We cracking. We cracking. We
dipping. I see what you did there.
We sliding. We slapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy, we all about the action. Release the show. Release the show.
Let's release the show.
Oh, hey, Brett.
He's Chris. I'm Brett. That's producer Katie. The missing link is still missing. But always, he sends along his game notes, which we will go over during this episode when we talk hockey.
Eh. If we do.
I'd rather talk about Barry White.
Listen, the team is playing so great right now, why bring it up? Welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks for joining us here. The Kraken are on an absolute heater. How many in a row, Chris?
That's six straight, I believe.
Six in a row for the
six
first time
straight
in franchise history. And last season, loyal listeners to the show will remember that we almost had to have a losing streak contest, or I don't know what you'd really call it, punishment on this show. Chris almost had to go skinny dipping in Lake Union if they had lost 10 in a row, which didn't end up happening. This season, you might have to switch that L to a W, and we might have to do something if they win 10 in a row because, I mean, dude, don't look now, but your Kraken are the hottest thing on ice. Chris, hey, how are you enjoying yourself during this heater?
I'm in for that. If I had my vote, though, I don't know if I get a vote.
Mm-hmm.
Last season's was definitely a punishment. You know, I wouldn't call it a contest. Yay, I get to win. I get to go into frigid, freezing cold waters naked with a bunch of eyeballs watching me and judging me and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Not that there's anything to be judged for.
Yeah, nobody's judging.
This time around, six straight, undefeated in 2023.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think there's only a few other teams that can say that, but I'm loving it. Okay. Our offense is exploding. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have the most road goals in the NHL.
Love road goals.
86, I think, now with those last four that we dropped on the Sabres. We have the most road goals in the NHL.
There's nothing better than getting road goals.
Yeah, road goals.
Road goals are the greatest.
Do we need to turn the music back on?
No.
Well, I want to bring something
Jack.
Up, actually.
Earmuff, Jack.
I want to...
What?
This
Producer
is not,
Katie, what?
This is not the first time that Chris has brought up Barry White on
no.
the show.
No, I know. He's a big fan.
He's this... I just was trying to do a quick stats search to see if there was any professional athlete named Barry White.
Right.
And I was going to make a callback joke. By the way, I didn't find any.
No. No, he's talking about the musician. Every time.
No, but I know, but on Kraken Day episode, February 3rd, 2022,
yeah.
There's a whole thing. Listen to yourself. You might get your answer. And some Barry White compliments of Chris.
Yeah, no, Chris loves Barry White.
I had no idea it was such a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so great
because
to hear.
I am Betty White.
Oh, God.
Wow. Oh, man. Oh, where's my... Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, outstanding.
All right. Back to the hockey.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Yes.
Back to the
hockey. Back to the heater. Back to the heater.
You know who else is on an absolute tear is Matty effing Beniers, everybody.
Ooh, ooh,
I mean, the kid can't stop scoring goals and breaking hearts all over the world.
Yeah. Yeah. The baby faced assassin.
Mm-hmm.
I think has scored in five straight.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that is a franchise record.
And he still can't even get into the Verizon Lounge. So that's crazy. You guys see him in the three-piece baby blue suit coming into the arena? My man's ready to do some work every night he shows up. And every night he shows up, he's put him in the back of the net. You know?
Yeah. I was watching the game, and then I was just cruising back and forth between that and cracking Twitter. And I think it was the Kraken admin, maybe, that posted... You know, a X-ray vision of his lungs, and there was multiple dogs and pit bulls in there, and that is the thing. He really, when you look at our team, he's the dog out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's doing all the dirty work back and forth, but he's a scoring machine. And that goal that he got, you know, diving over and putting it back in the net. I mean, it was
incredible. The one against the Sabres, at the end.
That's why he's got the effing in his middle name.
Hell yeah, man, because he also gets the GWs, the game winners, man. It's what you need. And, you know, new Kraken fans, obviously, like everyone is, but new hockey fans also here, admittedly. And what I'm used to in other sports is guys coming in and sort of contributing right away, but they're also much older. I mean, you know, Stetson Bennett, who plays quarterback for Georgia, is like 27 years old. Mm-hmm. Right? He's still in college.
He could be my uncle.
Matty Beniers, like 19 damn years old, right? So all Kraken fans are always like, well, we need that top tier scorer, that superstar, that guy who can... He is the guy. He's just still, you know, a baby face guy. So, but I mean, it's coming consistently now. And this team is just on an absolute tear. The turnaround from last year can't be overstated enough. The guys are stepping up all over the place. The front office, we've given them praise before, but the moves they've made, the guys they've brought in, how about actual Dan?
Oh.
Actual Daniel Sprong.
I mean, last season, we really had a thing for Actual Dan.
He but came in right away, like, produced, yeah.
Is he going to be on the team or not? Are we bringing him back? You know, he, I think, I don't know. I don't think he had a two-way contract, but I'm happy he's here.
Yeah.
I'm very, very happy he is still with the Kraken because he's doing his thing for sure.
Daniel Sprong might be one of the most unheralded, however important pickups of any team over the course of these like last couple of hockey seasons, honestly. Like when we picked him up, I remember Ryan explaining it to us as almost like a baseball, like minor league contract, you know? Mm. It's like not much. They're just like, hey, we'll take a shot on a vet. We'll see what happens. I mean, he's one of my favorite players, man. You guys know I don't have a player jersey yet, but I might get Actual Dan put across the back of a jersey. I love this guy. Because he also just plays with that like Seattle spirit, like we talked about, like a hardworking guy, kind of an unsung guy, like, you know, not like a household name or anything, but quickly becoming one. I mean, 33 games played, 25 points, 13 goals, 12 assists. Is that something you're interested in from a guy who you didn't know if he'd even really be on the big squad all the time, you know?
I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'm interested in that for sure.
Yeah. All right.
I'll take it.
What about Jonesy versus Grew? Because last episode, big debate between Kraken fans. We had the debate here on the show itself, but I think the decision has been made, man. Like they kind of switched it over to Jonesy. We're on this heater now. And we're not losing. And so I think it's pretty much case closed on Jones versus Grubauer, at least for now, don't you?
100%. I mean, he needed a rest. We had a back-to-back. Grew, we had a good game against the Sabres.
Mm-hmm.
But from here on out, mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, Jonesy is the man. And in fact, I think he is, he was chosen for, as a candidate for the All-Star fan vote. He's in the Pacific Division at this point. So he could be added to the All-Star team in the fan vote. And that's well deserved.
Yeah, okay? That's pretty cool. I mean,
he's out there showing out.
It's if he was up on stage accepting his award, he'd say, this one means the most because it was voted for by the fans. Yeah. No, good for him. I mean, also Matty Bernier's All-Star team, which I don't think we've talked about on the show yet.
Oh, we didn't. No. I mean, I don't think we talk about him enough, to be honest.
Want to circle back?
Yeah.
Turn down the lights a little bit. Seattle is in good hands, man. They got Matty Bernier's on the Kraken. They got Julio on the Mariners. You got Tarik and Cross and K9 on the Seahawks. I mean, the sports landscape in Seattle right now with these young superstars, and as I pointed out, Matt is the youngest among all of them. It's pretty good right now.
In Seattle,
mm-hmm.
it is popping mm-hmm. sports-wise. All we need is the Sonics. I hate to take it away from hockey, but that's all we need, and we're proving that we have the market.
Yeah.
We have the audience. We have the money. We have everything you need for all of these young stars. We need the basketball team back. We need a full slate of sports that we got this hockey team that is kicking ass.
Well, what about just the franchises, though, and the way that they perform in Seattle? Because Kraken last year, man, I mean, you know, we were all in on the fandom. We're all in on how beautiful the jerseys were. But, you know, about a halfway to three quarters of the way through the season, it felt like, okay, but if it's going to take 10 years, this is going to be a bit of a slog. Dude, you look up this year and they're just absolutely on fire. Like we've said, the front office made the right moves. They brought in the right people. They've shown Kraken fans that they want to win and that they themselves don't want to wait around forever. And it's paying off big time.
Well, yeah. And we, you know, look at, you already mentioned Coach Littlefinger.
Yeah.
Coach Hack.
Yeah.
Like he, last year, there were various times where we were talking about the hot seat, talking about is he going to be gone? Should he even get a second season?
We're passionate.
And now we're talking about look at this turnaround. Look at this turnaround.
Yeah.
You got to give him some credit.
Yeah.
We got to give him some credit. We have some more pieces on the team. There's definitely some more gelling with the guys that are still here with the added pieces, et cetera, but you got to give him credit. He has helped this turnaround. So
why do they play so much better on the road than at home though? Do you think?
That is a great question.
So
do you think it's an indictment of our fans?
No. You know what? I wonder if it is. I wonder if for all that we love of Climate Pledge and Strawberry and Angelica and the, you know, Chet and the whole team over there and everything and, you know, God knows we love the access we get and everything. But hey, maybe they do a little bit of a too good of a job in the barn there at the show. Too many, a few too many lasers, a few too many turn the lights down, a few too many, like, it. Maybe the guys are a little overhyped going into all the home games because they go out, I'm just saying, they go out there on the road and they play relaxed, man. And they play together. And I think just objectively speaking, and we even said it before they went on this road trip, that they play well on the road. And look at this, 6 in a row. So maybe turn the lights up at Climate Pledge every once in a while.
So you're thinking they're overhyped.
Well,
I was wondering. Well, maybe they are not.
I don't mean the team is overhyped or anything. They're playing well.
I meant like when they're home.
Yeah,
they get overhyped by the entertainment. By maybe. Like you said, the light shows. They're not as focused there. Hmm. Maybe they just every single player, and this is not to belittle it. I just want to make that clear.
Uh-huh.
Maybe every single player, has concentration issues. Has. You know, ADD something like that. And so they're focusing on all the lights and the shows and the hosts and all that kind of stuff. And when they're on the road, they're just focused.
We've had Ryan, we got to get Ryan on here next episode to talk about this. But Ryan and some of his hockey buddies have always talked about that when they go on the road, you know, they're not at their own houses and stuff when they're at home. When they're on the road, they're all at the same hotel. They're all on the same bus. They're all in the same plane. They're all together at dinners. They're together at lunch, you know, because you're on a road trip. You're on a trip together. You ever been on a trip with your friends? It's the best. You're relaxed the whole time, right?
I have a couple
times. When you're at home, you got to mow the lawn. You got to take out the trash. You got to help with the dishes. You got to, you know, there's like things to do when you're at home. That's all.
It's like filming on location.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe you're a little more relaxed on the road. That's all.
So they're tired.
Chris, yes or no?
Tired at home.
Is Littlefinger the coach of the year if the season was over right now in the NHL?
See, I'm biased. I think so. I think yes, given the team that we had and where we're at now,
mm-hmm.
and the adjustments that he's made, the system is rocking right now. He was not voted as an all-star coach, but they just took the four coaches with the four top point totals, like mm-hmm. in each division, et cetera. Like, okay. And I don't know. I'm relative newbie, so I don't know if that's just how they do it every single year. They just take the top four, each division top scoring team. But when you look what he's done as compared to, okay, Carolina, I think that's Brenda Moore. They were really good last year. Yeah. And they're really good this year. Yeah. And they got a great record last year. I think he was voted in last year. Now he's voted in again this year. Now that does say something. That says, hey, okay, consistency is something to be lauded. But no. When you go from the basement to the top,
yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, granted, we're third in the Pacific. We're 10th in the NHL right now. But like Littlefinger has done the job this year that I think right now, if the season ends right now, he's the coach of the year.
Yeah. Well, and Chris gave me this stat before we came on the air, but we didn't win this many games last year until April. Here we are. It's January. We're way ahead of where this team was last year. That was a great thing you told me, Chris, before the show.
I did give you that after you gave it to me, and then I volleyed it back.
I wanted to make sure to bring it up because Chris told me that pre-show, and I was like, I got to get that in there. That's a great thing.
Giving me credit, even though it was your credit.
It's really awesome, yeah.
Because I was supposed to say it. A little bit of the behind the scenes here of, you know, we all fail sometimes.
I don't know what you're talking about. Listen, he's the man, dude. You know what? I'm glad he's not a coach on the All-Star team because it gives him more time to stay back home. And speaking of being at home and watch some tape and get ready for the second half of the season instead of going to the All-Star game and drinking and carousing or whatever these hockey players do when they all get together. I don't know.
Look at you coming straight from the Silver Linings playbook.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, man.
He's going to be focused. He's going to be ready to go.
Hey, speaking of focused and ready to go, if we look ahead here until we record our next episode, we're on the road at Boston. We like being on the road. Then we go at Chicago, but then back home versus Tampa Bay, which we have never beaten.
Ever.
No predictions, no guarantees. I'm just reminding everybody that we've never beat the Tampa Bay Lightning, and we got them at home coming up on the 16th, Martin Luther King Day. And then the day after that, we head on the road, and we're playing the Oilers again. It feels like we play them every two games.
Every two games. We're back. Yeah. Oh, hi, McDavid. Hey, hi, Dreisaitl. Like, Come on.
Hey, we got them last year or last time though. They're in their barn. Maybe we can get them again.
Yeah, you said it was a back-to-back, though, right? I mean, that's always tough.
It is a back-to-back, yeah. 2 weeks in a row with a back-to-back.
Yeah, home versus the Lightning and then flying straight to Edmonton, playing back-to-back. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I don't know.
I mean, we're on a heater, so, right?
We are on a heater. But I don't know what Edmonton's doing. They might be on a back-to-back, too. We should check out. We could check out their schedule. I'm not sure.
Sounds like a lot to do.
But four games before we meet up again. No predictions, no guarantees. We'll have to see what happens, but
we are on a heater.
Yeah, I like our chances. Now the Boston game, though, Boston tops in the league right now, so that's going to be a real litmus test for really where this team is about what halfway through the season here.
I'm just so thankful it's on the road because as we've already talked about, apparently that's where we excel. We've got the most road goals. They're in the same hotel. They're playing roommate games with each other, you know what I mean? Whatever those are. You talked about it earlier. I'm just saying.
No, like, they don't let Donato play roommate games anymore.
They don't let Donato play roommate games?
They don't let him play in roommate games.
Poor Ryan. So, yes.
Hey,
I'm just happy that game is on the road because Boston's tough.
If you guys want to go see the Kraken in person, our partner Epic Seats has got some seats for some lucky contest winners. We have how many seats, Katie?
Dose
seats coming up to Climate Pledge Arena. There's a game on January 19th. It's versus the New Jersey Devils. If you want to go check it out, email us, releasetheshow@gmail.com, and let us know that you want to go to the game or enter one of the silly phrases that pays or just tell producer Katie that you like the sound of her laugh. Any of those things will enter you into the contest and we'll pull a name out of the hat. Once again, the game is Thursday, January 19th in Seattle, 7 p.m. start against the New Jersey Devils. And we got two seats courtesy of our friends at Epic Seats. If you're looking for seats, whether you want to buy or sell seats, maybe you're a Kraken season ticket holder and you can't make it to a game, you want to sell your seats. Don't just give them to your buddy at the office, even though that would be nice. Sell them and make some money with epicseats.com.
All the buddies at the office are like, screw you, Brett.
Hey, listen, man.
I was hoping to score some tickets.
You want my seats? You can go buy them on epicseats.com like everybody else because I'm getting an extra $12 when I mention Take 12, which is the football podcast. It's epicseats.com. Everybody, check them out.
Do you think everybody knows that dose means two? I'm sorry.
That's universal at this point.
Producer Katie said dose, and I'm just like, everybody's is there that. Someone on this earth that doesn't know what dose
means? Definitely somebody doesn't know what that is, but Spanish is my New Year's resolution, so
yeah.
See.
Also, the new goal around here is to talk more hockey and more Spanish.
Yeah.
So,
ooh,
bienvenidos.
Más hockey.
Yeah.
Más español.
There you go, buddy. Anything else before we get out of here, my friend?
Well, you know, I think other than you look great today.
Oh, thanks.
I was going to mention, because we forgot to last week, we have the fortune of hosting the Winter Classic.
Oh.
January 1st, 2024.
That's right.
At T-Mobile against those Vegas something something nights. I don't know if they're golden anymore. They're pretty good this year, but whatever.
Man.
It's the 39th outdoor game by the NHL. Ooh, this is a fun fact before I let you jump in here.
Yeah.
Only the Arizona Coyotes, Columbus Blue Jackets, and the Florida Panthers, who we know who those are to this show, those Florida Panthers, they have yet to appear in one. So our Kraken are going to get to appear in a Winter Classic before our rivals, the Florida Panthers.
Well, that's because it's never winter in Florida, but they four hockey teams. It's weird.
That's true. And in Arizona.
T-Mobile, good choice for that because they're going to probably have to close the roof.
Yeah.
You don't want to play hockey in the rain.
Wait, isn't the All-Star game at T-Mobile also?
Yeah.
The baseball All-Star game,
In 2023, right?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Big year for Seattle, man. Probably the same year they'll announce the Sonics coming back.
I mean, it's good to be a Seattle sports fan.
Sure
it's really,
is.
Really good.
That's right. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. You guys can email us anytime, releasetheshow@gmail.com. Hit us up on social media at...
I bet you won't.
Release the show. If you want
Hit
the tickets, let us know.
Is it too late to do that?
We'll see you guys next week. Other than that, we're out.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.